And now, James Gravel.
In this series of lessons, we've been examining some of the blessings that occur to people who are faithful Christians. Blessings such as an abundant life here and now, as well as eternal life in the hereafter. But with such amazing blessings also come important responsibilities. For example, when the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians living in Philippi, he admonished them with these words, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Philippians 2, verses 3 through 5. One chapter later, Paul went on to say, "Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind." Philippians 3, verse 15. It is obvious that the concept of developing such a mindset obviously plays a critically important part of being a Christian, because Paul was not the only apostle to stress this principle. Peter wrote in similar fashion, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" 1 Peter 1, 13-16. There is the key. Be holy, for I am holy. Or as Paul put it in Colossians 3, verses 2-3, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Perhaps this is why Paul admonished first century Christians, be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, verses 15-17. If the days are evil, and if those who are in the flesh cannot please God, then what is the answer to how we can please God? How do we develop the mind of Christ?